Maybe it's 6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Good morning, everybody. It's S. Dot, your boy from Thoughts from the Car. On a special one, actually, because this is a Sunday. I really don't do podcasts on Sundays, but I'm in the car. I'm heading to work. Thinking at OT for a few hours. So I figured, why not? And there's no traffic today. It is Sunday, September 2nd, 2018. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. So, yeah. Figure, why not? Thoughts from the car. Might as well talk about stuff. I think I got a little niche, a little relationship niche here. So I'm going to keep it going with that part. So my topic today is song dedications for relationships. Now, I had this talk with my fiance about this. And, you know, I don't want to get too into it, but basically, I think it's cute when the song is being dedicated, but just communicate to your partner that you're gonna dedicate a song to them. And it plays a major role in your relationship if it's gonna go long or long term. You know how they say that there's always a song, you know, there's a song that reminds you of something or someone. You know, that's how it goes with the whole song dedication. Not even dedications, but that song just pops up in your head and it reminds you of that person. Or maybe sometimes, maybe your partner or even a family member. As a song reminds you. And that, you know, in my life, there's songs that pop in my head and you know where you're at. You know exactly where you was at when that song was out, who you were with, and stuff like that. That's why I think music is a beautiful thing. But we can get into that another time. But we're talking about song dedications. So I feel that there should be at least, if you're in a relationship, 3 song dedications. One for the one half, where that song reminds them of that person. And then one for the other half, where it's vice versa, same thing, where that reminds you of that person. And then that one song that y'all both agree on, that y'all feel that identifies the both of y'all and the relationship and how it stands, either current or going into the future. So you should do that. You know, it's a word of advice for men with women with men with men, women with women. You know, that it should, you know, y'all should take heed into that and just remember to do something like that, because this is something in the relationship where it's something, you know, it's like a tradition. You know when there's an ongoing tradition and it just keeps on going? Like, in terms of the music dedication, it's something that y'all can sit back, and even if you argue and that song comes on and you sit back and it just reminds you of that, of your, you know, of your partner, and you just, it just brings back good memories, and it's always good to have good memories in a relationship. You know, and if that song brings that, then it's, you know, job well done. So, I mean, song dedications, you gotta have one. You know, I can't suggest to you any song. I don't want to tell you my song dedications to my fiance, because it's, you know, it's something that we share together. It's not something that you don't want to tell everybody. Like, I, you know, and that's another thing. dedication should be to yourself or to your partner. That's not something that's blurred out to people. That's like a personal thing right there. But I'm just letting you know that it's really good to do something like that. And it's a beautiful thing. And I just thought I'd share that with y'all as far as this podcast goes. So, you know, I'm going to make it short and sweet. And just let you off on that one. You know, this will be a short cast. So, I'm off to work. Just remember, song dedications. Have at least 3 of them. One for you, one for your partner, and one for each other. You'll like it. Trust me, it'll enhance your relationship. And if you want to, you know, bring up a topic, if you want to have a topic where, you know, you want to talk about, you want me to talk about it, or you want to ask me a question, feel free, hit me up. Like I said, 646-234-4642. Again, it's 646-234-4642. Hit me up on the podcast. And, you know, just let me know what it is. And, you know, don't call me, text me. And on that note, this is your boy S-Dot saying so long until the next podcast. And hopefully I have something cooking for y'all, you know. But everybody, I want everybody to have a great Labor Day weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. You know, enjoy your time with your family or whoever, friends or whoever you're going to be with. And I'll see you then. All right, later.